You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. There's a reason we talk a lot about the mood of the American consumer on this program, because how folks are feeling can affect how they're spending, which we know is what mostly powers the U.S. economy. Lately, inflation has been weighing on our collective mood. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index just fell to its lowest level in a decade, depressed not just by actual inflation, but by people's expectations about where prices will go in the future. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, some new data out today from the New York Fed looks a little rosier.
As inflation has shot up to a 40-year high, consumer sentiment has tanked.
Consumers tend to forecast with what I would call a very short ruler.
Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says this is driven by consumers' direct experience of grocery shopping or car shopping or gassing up.
Generally, consumers react very, very quickly. You know, I went to the gas station paying $50 to fill my gas tank, paid $45 last week. Therefore, inflation is going to be very high.
But the New York Federal Reserve now finds that our longer-term inflation expectations aren't so dire. Consumers predict inflation will be 3.5%, less than half of what it is now, 3 years out. Giorgio Toppa on the New York Fed's research team says consumers seem to understand that the pandemic, with its massively messed up global supply chains, has been an unusual period.
They are viewing the inflation experience differently now during the pandemic, and so they don't view it as particularly long-lasting.
Meanwhile, Americans are very confident, more than before the pandemic, about jobs and wages, says economist Eric Lund at the Conference Board. That's as labor shortages continue.
So that means wages are going to continue to rise at above pre-pandemic rates in 2023 and beyond.
If higher inflation expectations do stick around long term, that could be a big problem. But that's likely to take a while. By the time inflation peaked above 14% in the early 1980s, Americans had already lived through two decades of really high inflation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
As we just heard, one place where people are especially feeling inflation is at the gas pump. AAA says the national average price of a gallon of regular is up 18 cents from a month ago to $3.49. Fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine have helped push oil futures to a seven-year high, around $95 a barrel. Over the weekend, President Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin that the U.S. and its allies would impose swift and severe costs on Russia if it invades its neighbor. As diplomatic efforts continue, Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on how the energy markets are reacting.
If the U.S. and its allies were to impose sanctions, the fear is over what Russia might do next, says Tom Tsang at the University of Tulsa.
The fear of any interruption of oil anywhere in the globe right now is pushing prices higher.
Russia is the world's third largest oil producer, and in theory, it could raise prices for its oil and gas exports. It could also divert exports away from Western Europe, which relies heavily on Russia for natural gas, says Matt Smith at the data and analytics firm Kepler.
Really, Russia has been holding Europe over a barrel because they know how much that continent is dependent upon their energy flows.
It's true that Russia's economy is dependent on selling that energy. Smith says that's why Russia can only push its leverage so far. But that's not much comfort to the oil market right now, says Sarah Vakshuri, president of SVB Energy International.
The market is very sensitive to any factor that could interrupt the supplies because the market is already tight.
Because the global economy has been reopening after the pandemic lockdowns, and many parts of the world have had a cold winter. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. He says oil producers are struggling to keep up.
Demand for oil is up, but production has lagged behind. And so the whole global balance between supply and demand is a bit out of whack now.
Regardless of these geopolitical tensions, DeHaan says oil prices are likely to keep rising, especially as the driving season kicks off this spring. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.